Oh, to introduce Mossy, just reading Cristiano Ronaldo. He's getting cranky. He's getting old and cranky. Cristiano Ronaldo, with speculation about his future intensifies ahead of the transfer window on September 1.
He says
on social media, I thought of you straight away, Clarky, when I saw this. He says, the media is telling lies. And he even has a notebook. He's got a notebook, he says, in the last few months of 100 stories that he's in, he says only 5 were right. Quote, stick with that tip.
There you go.
He says.
5%.
Morning to you, Mossy.
Good morning. You've just done all my research for me.
Don't believe everything you read, Mossy.
I know, Clarky, but you know what I was thinking when I was reading that? I was wondering, compared to Ronaldo, how much bigger is your playbook on things like that?
No, well, I haven't written any down. There's not a diary big enough on the planet. I think the theory, where there's smoke, there's fire, is probably 50% true. Because there's been instances through my journey on this planet where something has made the front page of a magazine or a newspaper and it is 100% incorrect. Like, you haven't even met the person. It's just out of control. So I'd imagine for someone like Ronaldo, you can times that by a million. He must deal with it every single day. And I'm sure at times like this where, you know, United are playing terribly, he's missed the pre-season, his talk about is he going to stay, is he going to go. He's probably got it's a combination of hearing stuff that's made up, but also I've got no doubt there's some frustration with where things are at as well from both United and him, surely.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I agree 100%. But, you know, the sad part of all of this is before Ronaldo walked back into the joint, he had a wonderful legacy at Manchester United from his first stint there. And the sad part about this is that this will tarnish his legacy, whether it's his fault or others. Who knows? But ultimately, in 10, 15 years from now, you won't be talking about whose fault it is. You'll just be talking about the second stint and how it ended in tears. So that's a sad part for me because I think he's a once-in-a-generation player and you know, you'd like to see him bow out with a fantastic legacy. He's 37, so you can't imagine he's going to go up from here. He'll probably end up at a good club somewhere. I hope that he goes somewhere like an MLS or... I know I'm a dreamer here, but or maybe the A-League and you know, gives real life to a league.
Mossy.
Loz.
Mossy.
Sydney FC. Mossy.
Hang on, is he gonna live in the Novotel with LeBron as well?
Mossy.
LeBron's coming for the king.
LeBron's son.
And Ronaldo's coming for Sydney FC, and they're both gonna live in the Novotel at Homebush.
Is it, Clark? Aren't these cynical people.
Promise you, I will go and watch every game he plays for Sydney FC.
And Clarky, I thought if I banded together your two bank accounts, we could afford him for three game guest in.
Mate, seriously, I'm happy to help out. I've got $15, I reckon, in my wallet. I'm happy to donate that right now.
It's not even on his... He's never heard of Australia, Mossy. Australia? Where's that?
Do you reckon his agent, do you reckon his manager's talking to Sydney FC?
We've got five options. La Liga, Bundesliga. Ailey?
Didn't he used to date Shanina Shake? She's Aussie, isn't she?
Oh, mate.
Supermodel.
Yeah. Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even her, as good as she is, I don't reckon she's helping drag him to Sydney FC, unfortunately. But I like your thinking, Mossy. I like it.
Aim high, Mossy.
I like it. I want you to be right.
Dream big. But anyway, moving right along.
Aren't they just pricks, these two? Seriously. Sorry, Mossy. I apologise.
Can't wait to the big sports breakfast lunch. We've got LeBron and Ronaldo coming for a Q&A. We'll take the lunch to the Novotel so they don't have to get into a car.
Blocker can give them a sleep.
Yes. See, Block can do the interview.
Mossy, what's going on at Liverpool, though, with the start of their season? How are you assessing that?
I want to turn their microphones off first. Whose season?
Liverpool's. Yeah, two draws. 1-1 against Crystal Palace the other morning, and Darwin Nunez sent off.
Not good. What have we got? 2 points from six. That is not the start that we were hoping for, particularly with Nunez and the way he started the pre-season. He was on fire. And if you remember, Arland at Manchester City, so they were both being compared as the two big signings for the league. Arland was a slow starter in pre-season. He's hit the ground running in the league, and Nunes has been the other way. And then the red card against Jobson Anderson for Crystal Palace, who apparently has received some death threats post that. That is pure petulance from Nunes. There's no other way to look at it. He needs to come to terms with what the Premier League is, and it's rough and tumble. It's a tough league, and he's going to get baited every week. And at 23, he should know better. And that's a big loss, because he may go now for up to three games for a headbutt and a straight red card. So not good. But I'll tell you, there was just an instance in the game that really, with my coaching lens on, concerned me a little bit. And that was when Saha scored for Crystal Palace. And the lack of intensity from Van Dijk to go and close Saha down in the box concerned me. It showed me that they're just off the pace. Van Dijk is a world-class defender and a great leader. And we know what he's done for Liverpool and with Liverpool. But just that moment where Saha was clearly going to pull the trigger and the lack of intensity to close the ball just concerned me a little bit, because it was kind of isolated, but it may just be a snapshot of Liverpool being half a yard off the pace at the moment. Need to turn things around quickly. But just going back, Mido, to the Manchester United situation, there was a great spat on TV between Neville and Jamie Redknapp. I don't know if you saw the
footage. I saw that.
Really?
Yeah. Look at me, wasn't it, that one?
Really? Yeah, that was the one. Gary Neville went absolutely off his tree, and I have to agree with him 100%. I think Jamie Redknapp was being too shallow about it. Looking at the players on the pitch, I think Gary Neville nailed it with the toxic culture. And Fish rots from the head down, and he's going for the owners. He's saying they have lost control of this club, and we need to get it back. And there's big talk that Britain's richest man, Jim Ratcliffe, is definitely interested in buying a stake in the club to eventually assume full ownership.
Okay, he's straight, Neville. I actually enjoy listening to him, because
he's brilliant.
He does not hold any punch. He doesn't pull his punches. Yeah. He says exactly what he feels, and you can hear in his voice, Mossy, he's still emotionally attached to that club, to United, and there's passion there, which I think you've got to respect.
Yeah, 100%. I love that stuff, Clarky. I mean, as long as, you know, you don't cross the line and get personal with it.
Yeah, and I don't think he's ever done. I remember there was a couple of players that he had a crack at last year. And again, I think if you're the player, it's probably hard to hear. But I think it was actually done, you know, the right way. It was constructive feedback, but straight to the point. No BS.
That's right. And knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah, feedback, and he was a genius player as well. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So I love that, because I think, you know, in this day and age, there's too many robots, you know, trotting out the country.
And sugarcoating, way too much sugarcoating as well.
That's right.
Say it how it is.
Exactly. Which is, Clarky, that is why the ratings of this show are so high with yourself and Lars Middow. Exactly why.
They call us splinters in here. Sit on the fence all the time, me and Daly.
Yeah, Gary Neville, Roy Keane, couple of angry ants.
Yeah.
Now, Keane, just before we get your Premier League multi, Mossy, just some news back home. Sydney FC, they signed Jack Rodwell. We spoke about that on Monday. Also, Joe Lolly from Nottingham Forest. And also the Australia Cup. I'll tell you what, some of those A-League sides are doing it tough.
Yeah, that's right. First of all, Joe Lolly, I think he's a fantastic signing. I really think he's going to light up the league. Help bring Sydney FC back to where the club wants to be, which is fighting for titles every season. So big signing for Stevie Corica there. Last night, what a wonderful round of Australia Cup. Now, this is the stage of dreams for part-time players, semi-professional players. It gives them a chance to put their name up in lights. We had we had some NPL clubs up against A-League clubs. Adelaide City, who you may remember from the old NSL, big club in the old days. They've been stuck in the NPL for years now, looking to get out of it. And they took on Adelaide United in a derby, an Adelaide derby. 2-2 at full time, went to penalties. So we had 3 out of 4 matches last night go to extra time, and 2 out of those 3 went to penalties. So quarterfinals, you'll see Sydney FC travelling to Oakley Cannons, Peninsula Power from Queensland against Sydney United 58, so 2 NPL clubs there, which means 1 definitely goes through to the semi-finals, and then 2 all A-League quarter-finals, Adelaide United, Brisbane, and MacArthur and Wellington. But a fantastic round of football last night.
Now, what is your multi?
Mulchy. Now, this is in honour of my young nephew, Max, who's it was his 10th birthday yesterday. So we talked about these tips last night, and I'm going to go with them because I think he's a very educated kid, my Maxi Moss. Spurs into Brentford, into Leicester, into Everton.
Everton have got Nottingham Forest. Okay, so Tottenham to beat Wolves, Everton to beat Nottingham Forest, Brentford to win at Craven Cottage against Fulham, and Leicester to win at home against Southampton. That four-legger, is that the one?
That's the one.
$14.12 with Tab Mossy. Give it strength.
That is Max Moss's birthday multi.
Max Moss, happy birthday to you.
Good on you, guys.
Good on you, Mossy. Thanks so much, mate.